We live in a state in which there are no threats whatsoever to losing abortion access. It is easier to get an abortion in Washington state than it is to get a cup of coffee. However, we are hearing from folks on the left in response to the leaked majority opinion overturning Roe v. Wade that more must be done to ensure that we never lose our non-existent constitutional right to abortion. Joining me on the line to discuss is State Senator Phil Fortunato, Republican from Auburn. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jason. And this is an important topic.
Yeah.
But you'll notice that, you know, most of the conversation is all about the leaking of the Supreme Court issue. And to me, that's not really the point. The governor recently came out and did a press conference where he touted the fact that abortion should be legal and safe. But I don't know if people are aware of this recently passed legislation that he signed, making abortion ridiculously unsafe. In the past, before this legislation passed, only a physician could terminate a pregnancy. Now, a healthcare professional could do it. And that could be a nurse, a registered nurse. And what's a healthcare professional? A janitor
to be a doctor, according to the law. Because I remember.
Right. You don't have to be a doctor anymore.
Yeah. So, when you guys were discussing it at the time, I was thinking that exact same thing of how are we defining these things if not by a very clear standard of expertise in that world?
Right. Well, not only that. So now you don't have to be a doctor to do an abortion. And if there is a screw up. Now, in the past, I ran a bill that said the Department of Health used to report abortion statistics, the number of women that stayed in a hospital, you know, multiple days because of an abortion procedure, women that were sterile because of abortion procedures gone bad, abortion failures where they tried to kill the baby and the baby lived, and they stopped reporting that information. So, if we're going to talk intelligently about this, we need to have that documentation in it, and people need to know and be aware of this. This is not a woman's health issue. I mean, when you're talking about having somebody who is not a physician do a medical procedure as important as this is to the health of the woman, never mind killing the baby. Okay, if we just take that out of the equation and say, okay, is it safer for a woman to have a medical procedure done by somebody who is not a physician? And then when that procedure goes bad, they have removed liability. There is no recourse for a woman who winds up going through this procedure, having it turn out badly, maybe wind up being sterile and never having children for the rest of her life. And she has no recourse because of this legislation. Now, you tell me whether that is legal and safe for a woman, never mind the fact they're killing a baby to do it.
Yeah, this was never, I agree with you, this was never about anything beyond virtue signaling politics. And you can be pro-abortion or pro-choice and still navigate this issue with the sensitivity that it demands, and yet they've turned it into anything but that. It's all about politics. So what do you think the reaction will be in this next legislative session? We've already heard the conversation around putting this into our Constitution, this right to an abortion.
I mean, this is insanity. This is something. Now, I just want you to understand what you just said, and I want people to be clear on what this means. Constitutionally, we can kill a baby because it's inconvenient. That's what that means. Now, is that a constitutional right? This is insanity. I mean, it's bad enough people don't know what restroom to take anymore, and it's bad enough they're trying to insinuate into our children that there's some kind of gender confusion going on right when these kids are going through puberty and, you know, the hormones are raging and all kinds of stuff is going on. Now they're telling these kids they might be a girl or a boy of the opposite gender. I mean, this is insanity run amok. When you put this on a legislative or a geological timescale. They're going to say the early 2000s were the insane period when you didn't even know what sex you are. This is crazy stuff.
We're joined on the line by State Senator Phil Fortunato, Republican from Auburn. You know, at the same time that the left right now is talking about my body, my choice, they seem to forget that mere weeks ago they were still talking about forced vaccines on folks for COVID. You're asking in that world, beyond the hypocrisy, you're asking them to rescind that for a specific group of folks.
Well, I want you to think about this. You know, a couple of years ago, I passed a bill that was Welcome to Washington. And the purpose of that bill was to focus on picking up the garbage on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I called it Welcome to Washington, I was coming in from Oregon one time. You see that big, beautiful sign, Welcome to Washington, and there's a couch on the side of the road. I mean, and you could furnish a 3-bedroom house and build a car with the garbage that's on the side of the road. You know, we want to increase tourism, et cetera. And then what we're doing is saying, come to Washington so you can see the garbage on the side of the road. So in order to pick up garbage on the side of the road, however, you have to be vaccinated. What? I mean, they're stopping volunteers from picking up garbage on the side of the road unless they sign a declaration of vaccination.
Yeah.
Now, this, aside from the fact they're ruining people's lives, aside from the fact that the Freedom Caucus said to the governor, when the governor said, I will show you our numbers on vaccinations and COVID, he neglects to show us the numbers on suicide and drug overdoses, which, by the way, are higher than the COVID deaths. I mean, families, I got a horrible, horrible email from a woman who said her son was accepted to 5 colleges, had full scholarships to 5 colleges. But he had to be vaccinated to attend. The kid was so depressed, he blew his brains out. Now, where is that in the COVID death equation? And I mean, this is serious stuff. My own, my own family member is affected by this stuff. Where, you know, the isolation and the exclusion of being able to attend school. Unless you're vaccinated, you can't go to college anymore. I mean, this is, you know, my body, my choice, unless you don't do what we want you to do. This exactly. is the United States of America.
It's intentional. They know what they're doing. They know the hypocrisy. They don't seem to mind. So how do you combat that in Washington State? Are you concerned that because the state is quite blue, that it will impact the midterm elections here?
Am I concerned that it's going to impact the elections? I'm hoping it impacts the elections in a good way.
You hope that. Yeah, of course, we hope that. And certainly nationally, I don't think it's going to have that much of an impact. But let's be honest here. As someone, and you know this as a Republican in King County, King County voters are going to come out en masse because of this, you would expect. And that means you're going to have more liberals voting, and that has implications on the congressional race to replace Kim Schreier. And the question does become, will this impact some of the statewide races in areas outside of King County?
Well, I can only go by what my district feels like and what they are thinking and the emails that I receive. Now, within my district, they are 110% opposed to vaccine mandates, masks in schools and all that stuff. I mean, I get thousands of emails opposed to vaccine mandates, and I get very, very few, in less than 100, that are pro-vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that are pro-vaccine are like radically pro-vaccine. They want to force you, physically hold you down and vaccinate you if you don't want to do it. That's the kind of odd thing. But when people are talking about this stuff, it's kind of odd that they don't look at the personal freedom issue, because it's not whether you're pro-vaccine or anti-vaccine. It's personal freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it crosses the line partisan wise, because now I'm getting emails from people in Seattle saying I'm a lifelong Democrat and I feel I'm in an uncomfortable position of agreeing with the elected Republican senator.
Right? But you got to love those
now,
emails.
There is a huge number of Democrats out there that do see this as an infringement on personal freedom. And I think that is going to have a big effect. So while the elected Democrats are running around like this is some kind of gigantic mandate, I am hoping that the reasonable Democrats that are out there to understand that this is really about personal freedom.
Yeah.
And I mean, I do get a significant number of those from outside my district, a lot of them from Seattle, which is kind of odd.
Well, hopefully it's a sign that things will start to change here in Washington State. I do, you know, taking Roe v. Wade out of the equation completely, very clearly people are ready, except right in the core of Seattle. But outside of that, I think people are overall ready to move on. So we'll see if that happens in the midterms. I'll give you 30 seconds.
And, well, I just want to reiterate to people, I want you to think about this. You know, you get these college kids and stuff like that that say that they vote Democrat, and I go, okay, Why do you disagree with your parents? Oh, they're so restrictive, this and that. So you don't like agreeing with your parents because they're too restrictive and they're telling you what to do. There is only one political party that is telling you what to do, and it's not the Republicans. Exactly. The Republicans respect your freedom. They respect your right to make your own choice. And the Democrats want to jam that choice down your throat, whether you like it or not. Their choice, not your choice. And that's what we're up against, and that's what this November election is about. It's about the governor's emergency powers and his ridiculous edicts that proclaiming himself king. And the Democratic Party are just the single party that gave him the power to do this and took away my right as a senator to represent my district by giving the governor this power until he decides it's over.
Exactly.
And I'm reduced to writing letters to Santa Claus.
Well, hopefully we'll get some power back in Olympia, and those letters to Santa can cease. We've been talking with State Senator Phil Fortunato. Thank you so much for stopping by, as always.
Well, thanks for your interest in this important subject. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.